You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. The CDC bans evictions, the U.S. prepares for flu season, and analysis bolsters the promise of steroids as an effective treatment. Here's what you should know. The CDC has issued a halt on evictions through December for any American who has lost work due to the pandemic and doesn't have another place to go. The goal is to prevent renters from ending up in shelters, which could further the spread of COVID-19. While the order provides a lifeline in the short term, renters will still be expected to make up missed payments when the moratorium expires. As fall approaches, health experts across the country are bracing for the collision of the coronavirus pandemic and flu season. Hospitals are preparing for the possibility of reaching ventilator and bed capacity, and though public officials are urging everyone to get flu vaccines, many of the places they are normally administered, like offices and back-to-school events, are not as accessible this year. A paper published Wednesday analyzed 7 studies that used common steroids to treat COVID-19 and found that the benefits were relatively consistent for severely ill patients. This provides more evidence that the cheap and widely available drugs could be used to effectively treat the disease. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Quantic is transforming higher education to suit modern students and future leaders. Stuck at a desk, listening to pre-recorded lectures, following along with endless slides. It's outdated. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology with a mobile-first, network-driven approach, allowing you to learn on your schedule and alongside leaders from the world's top companies. Delivered on our award-winning interactive software in a micro-lesson format, you'll receive personalized feedback every 8 seconds, not at semester's end. Transformative leaders need transformative education to make real change. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more about the modern MBA.